We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, you guys ask the questions. They come on through social media, and we answer them. Let's get to it right now. An AMA, as it's called. You can ask us anything. And Joe to camera, John Richie. Seltzer, what are they asking? Let's answer.
All right. Let's start out on Twitter at Angry Barker. Lee Barker on Twitter asks, if you go back in time and change one moment, a trade, a play, whatever, in Philly sports history, actually just says in sports history, excuse me, what is it and what is your prediction of the new outcome?
Good Lord. One moment to change in Philly sports history.
Well, he said sports history, but I added history? That was my bad.
All right. Well, you want Philly or want all sports?
He wanted sports, so that's the question.
Wow. Man, good God, that's a biggie. I mean, I'm thinking if the Celtics hadn't gotten Bill Russell, then they don't win 11 titles. Holy hell. Sixers could have won the OJ coin flip. They did not. What would have happened if OJ had been an Eagle? How things could have been different. Richie, do you got anything here? I'm cycling through so much.
Well, I got a couple things. I mean, the first one, I changed the tuck rule.
Yep.
There should never have been
a
tuck rule.
Okay.
And so that makes things nice for me.
Do you guys beat the Rams in that situation?
Yeah.
Nice.
We were the best team in the NFL.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
And
I got one, by the way.
Second, morbidly for me, I would not have tried to take a step and cut behind the guy when I was covering a punt in Detroit.
Sure.
All right, that's a good answer. I'll go with this, and this isn't like national sports all time, but for us it certainly is. What if, and it's not like a moment, it's more of a concept, what if Donovan McNabb had more fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go chops? What if Donovan had the Elway fourth quarter thing? And how the Eagles could have won three or four Super Bowls. Ball in his hand versus the Rams in 01. Ball in his hands, down 10 versus the Bucs in 02. Obviously, ball in his hands versus the Patriots in 04. And ball in his hands at the end, 08, versus the Cardinals.
Jeez.
Just if that one thing had been different, last year's Super Bowl could have been the fifth or sixth Super Bowl. I mean, I'm just saying, it could have been. Anyway, all right, go ahead.
That's awful.
And I'm
what
a
you just did is
and,
awful.
And I'm a McNabb
you
fan.
You just pinned a lot of...
Well, I mean, he had the ball in his hands. He had to go hit 50 yards versus the Rams and the Cardinals. Couldn't do it. And versus the Patriots, it took him so long for the one drive. Come on. All right, let's go to the next one.
All right, good question here from Stephen Moore at Stephen...
And I like Donovan. I'm just saying.
Yeah, sounds like it.
All right, let's get to Stephen Moore. Here's Stephen at Stephen219-82440 on Twitter. Steven asks, how did the Joe and John midday show come to be, and how did you end up with, and I feel awkward reading this, but the best producer at WIP, signed everyday listener.
Look at that.
On Twitter.
Did you make that part up?
Thank you, Stephen Moore. No, I didn't. It's a real tweet.
How the show
you,
came
Stephen
to be,
Moore.
John? I mean, you were talking to Spike for a long time, right?
Yes. I met Spike when I was doing the Artie Lang show, and he was a guest on a couple of occasions, and of course, you know, there was a kind of a history there because I knew his dad, Howard, and going way back, and he became the guy here, and we had talked on occasion about the possibility of me trying out and potentially joining up, and then you were obviously I didn't know you at all.
No, not at all.
I didn't know anything about you.
Never even
I didn't
heard
know
of
you at all. No idea.
Thanks
who
for
this
listening,
guy was.
Richie. No,
Spike put us together.
Yeah, I too go back to Spike's dad, Howard Eskin, who I produced the show for during some of those Eagles glory years of 03 and 04. And so I knew Spike a little bit back then, not well. Kind of got to know him a little bit more in subsequent years. We'd see each other at Sixers games. Really didn't know Spike too well, but we were cool. And then Spike obviously, got the gig here at WIP running the show. And you know, I was doing my thing on the radio, and at a certain point, we just kind of linked up and said, hey, let's grab lunch and talk. And so that's pretty much what we did, grab lunch and talk. We did that three or four times over the span of, you know, a few months. And Spike said, hey, I got an idea. I want to put you and John Ritchie together. Let's do it. I said, let's roll. So, I mean, it really, Spike deserves a lot. If people like this show, and hopefully you do, I enjoy doing it. Spike deserves a tremendous amount of credit. He did think there would be a real contrast between John and I, and he thought that would play well on the radio. What you hear is not fake, believe me. Some people
believe
ask me that sometimes.
Me.
If people
believe
ask me that
me.
Sometimes, you guys just, is this fake? Like, no, it's not fake. John's a knucklehead. I'm the wise one. And you know. All right, next question.
All right. Next question is from Eric at Eric E. Papa on S71 on Twitter. Asks, if you could be the best in the world at any sport for 1 year, what would it be? Take in WIP Midday Show into consideration for what sport would make you most famous, most money, or just the one you would enjoy being the best at for a year.
I'd probably say hoops because you have the greatest chance, other than like tennis or golf, you have the greatest chance to control your own destiny. Now, obviously, you can't fully control your own destiny because LeBron's the best basketball player and he didn't win. But you have the greatest influence as the best player in basketball that you do other than baseball, hockey, and football. So I would say basketball. The other thing that comes to mind is boxing. But if you only do it for a year, you might not even get the heavyweight. You could be the best and not even get the shot at the belt because, you know, you got to wait in line for a couple years, which is still what amazes me.
You'll probably make the most money, though, in a year.
Well, unless you don't, you know, or have you worked your way. I'm still amazed Mike Tyson was a champion at like 19 or 20. Like, think about how the work he had to do when he was 16, 17, and 18 coming up to even get in the title fight. Anyway, I would say basketball.
I would love to be the best mixed martial artist in the world because that just means that you are the toughest dude on the planet.
Yeah, you're a bad man.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But no, I would love to have played quarterback and be the best quarterback in the world and probably lead my team to the Super Bowl. That, to me, there was a time when I was in eighth grade playing on the ninth grade football team where I had an injury that summer. I avulsed my hamstring, so pulled off my pelvis
avulsed.
Where it attaches.
Jeez.
And so I couldn't run. My dad wanted me to try playing quarterback. He's like, you don't have to run playing quarterback. And didn't do it. I said, I'm a running back. I'm going to limp through this season.
Mm.
And sometimes I wonder, man, that might have been the wrong choice.
What
because
could've
ending
been?
Up as fullback is not the coolest
thing
in the world.
Yeah, but it got you to the NFL, man.
Well, yeah, and I do appreciate that.
All right, two more. This one just for Joe from Howard Thomas on Twitter, at HowardTheDuck69.
Howard the Duck. Fan of that movie.
There you go. That's a George Lucas. All right, Howard asked, what would Joe's first order of business be if he was the GM of the Sixers starting today?
I would tell Josh.
Just wait. Just
no.
wait.
I would tell,
wait together.
I would tell Josh Harris and David Blitzer, get out of my way. Let me run the whole show. That would be my first order of business.
From radio host to telling billionaires to get out of his way.
As you guys know, I always talk about it's not just about managing down. Sometimes in life, it's about managing up.
All right. One more is a fun one from...
You've never told us that.
Yeah, I talk all the time about managing
he
up.
He does. He's talking about managing up.
Haven't listened.
Every general manager has to manage up.
Oh, he talks about when he's talking with messaging, too. That's a big part of the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So you're saying you manage up
all right.
now?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, I manage up. You kidding me?
Okay.
100% I manage up.
At Cameron Shipley on Twitter asks, and we'll take the Sixers GM job out of this because that's a real thing that you're in the running for.
Yep.
But Cameron asks, what is one job in sports you would leave your awesome jobs at WIP for, not including playing a sport?
Oh, man. You know, that's an interesting question.
You can't play.
You can't play.
Commissioner of Major League Baseball. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I was thinking head coach of the Golden State Warriors because you're going
to
win a couple titles.
One too. All you got to do is hang out. They'll win them for you.
Here's all you needed to know. Good. Steve Kerr a couple years ago had the back problem. He missed about 30 games, and they went like 29-1. So, you know, whatever the hell their record was. I don't know what it was. It wasn't that good, but it was something good. What would you leave the job for, Richie? A different job in sports. Commissioner's pretty good. NFL commissioner, you make $44 million.
Yeah,
that's as good as it gets.
NFL commissioner, I'll take the barbs.
You better believe it. And don't you think you could do a pretty close approximation to what Goodell's doing
without
being so reviled well.
But like Goodell, I don't have the legal background. I don't know if everyone's aware.
Joe, you don't have any background in coaching or managing basketball players either.
Repeat after me, John.
You don't have basketball experience since eighth grade, and you think you're going to be the GM of the Sixers. What does experience matter in your world?
Four words: institutional knowledge and wisdom. And with that, we shut it down.
Wisdom. That's the kicker right there. Wisdom, Jimmy.
Wisdom.
Do you find Joe in any way
wise?
Wise
to the
world.
Outside of like Philadelphia sports minutia, is Joe a wise person?
Sometimes I crack even myself up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.